We have on the line with us one of the senior ulama of the country, the Amir of the Jamiatul Ulama, Mawlana Abbas Abjina. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mawlana, your interaction with Mawlana Taha goes many, many, many years. What can you share with us this morning, Mawlana?
Mawlana, I don't know where to start. Although my interaction with him was more at the beginning stages now, at the later stages now, he has been so busy. We haven't had much connection, but what I have been hearing from this morning, for the last hour, I don't think there is much more that I can add, except my relationship with him and his relationship with me, with Jamia, especially with Jamiatul Ulama of South Africa, and with our Jamiatul Ulum Islamia. Alhamdulillah, Mawlana was very close to us, and he was always available whenever we needed him, whenever we needed advice. He would never refuse. My connection with Mawlana came through because of his father. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahab was with us in Deoband. He qualified 1 year before me. We lived in the same students' area, where, of course, I read one piece somebody wrote, some Mawlana from England the other day wrote that Mawlana was staying in a room where only one person could go in. And I thought of it as it was the same room that his father was staying.
Allahu Akbar.
And it was a room, it was like a passage where you moved in and you just lied down, or you sat by a table at the end. And if you had any baggage, it was over your head, above the head. There was a little platform where you could put your things. So that is where we met Mawlana. We were in that same enclosure. Our room was known as the 15, and we were quite a few South African students. At that time, Mawlana, if I compare what this Mawlana has started talking about Mawlana, of Mawlana now, in Deoband, I think of Mawlana Yusuf exactly the same thing. He would spend hours and hours in the library, and you wouldn't see him anywhere. The same day, same as Mawlana Taha. So Mawlana Taha has all the qualities of his father. It is because of his father that I came in contact with him. And then after that, our main contact was because of the issue of Shi'iyat. Shi'ism in South Africa, we already from the 70s, the Jamiat was concerned about Shi'ism. And we were looking at various ways of doing it. In the early 80s, 83 or so, Jamiatul Ulama, at that time known as Transvaal, Jamiatul Manatial and Muslim Judicial Council, came, the three of us together, we printed books regarding Shi'ism. Mawlana Manzoor Nomani's book, Iranian Revolution and Khomeini. And the other book was the broad aspects of Shia religion and exposition and refutation by Muhibbuddin al-Khatib. So my connection with Mawlana was more on the issue of Shi'ism. And he always obliged whenever we asked him for any assistance. We had here in Lodium three occasions where I invited him and he immediately accepted. He never refused. At one stage, one program was when we had a few academics and business people who were being influenced by Shi'ism, and we were worried, so we told them, look, let us have a discussion. I'll call somebody who can explain you more, and they agreed. And we had a meeting with this group of people, and Mawlana came all the way here, and we sat at night for 2 or 3 hours. They had a good discussion. Alhamdulillah, it cleared the minds of many people. Later on, a year or two later, that was in the early 2000s, I think it was between 2007 or 2009, we felt the need for our young ulama, because Shiism was becoming more strong. We felt we need to have special programs for the ulama. And I asked Maulana, and Maulana said, look, arrange something, I'm prepared to come. But we must have more time. So we arranged a program for 3 days in Lodium. And we invited ulama. We had over 200 ulama who attended. And this program on Shiism, where he gave not just information, but he instruction and guidance of what to do. And he gave out books. He brought a whole lot of books, which would be very valuable, but he gave it out free to the ulama. And alhamdulillah, that program was very beneficial for the ulama. From there, I think there was more awareness among the ulama about Shiism. So Maulana's main benefit for us here was on the issue of Shiism. As Maulana Zubair, Mufti Zubair has pointed out, and his other colleagues and Mufti Zain has pointed out, the other qualities of Maulana, you can't stop talking, you won't be able to cover all the aspects of Maulana, but I'm only talking of you, of my relationship, my short relationship with Maulana here.
Maulana, we say Jazakallah, Allah Ta'ala grant you good health and long life, and we request your continuous du'as.
Ameen.
Jazakallah.
Yes, sir. Assalamu
alaikum. Maulana is just being modest in saying his short relationship. I can tell you, time doesn't permit of Maulana Taha, what he told me of his interactions with Maulana Abbas.